always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More than 100 million Americans are in the path of severe storms, now moving into the Mississippi Valley and the Deep South, bringing with them heavy rains, flooding, strong winds, and tornadoes. Here's CBS's Jason Allen.
The high winds fanned nearly 150 fires across Oklahoma. One homeowner in Oklahoma City lost the house where she had raised two children and four foster children.
Every Friday night, we sat down and had movie night on the couch. Kids reading to me every night for 30 minutes on the couch. Lots of great memories.
Five people have been killed in weather-related incidents in Missouri. At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Four astronauts blasted into space yesterday, headed for the International Space Station. Here's former NASA astronaut Scott Parazynski.
They've got about a 28-hour process to get to the International Space Station dock and then open up the hatches. So it's a relatively quick trip up to the ISS. They're traveling at the speed of a bullet, 17,500 miles an hour.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will return to Earth next week on that capsule. They've been living at the space station since June, ever since their Boeing Starliner capsule malfunctioned and had to leave without them. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is defending his decision to vote for a Republican budget bill that keeps the government funded through September.
If government were to shut down, DOGE has a plan in place to exploit the crisis for maximum destruction. In a shutdown, American families would be hurt in ways they almost have never been. The severe damage they could do, virtually unchecked.
Some House Democrats are furious with Senate Democrats for voting for the bill. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne says House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries wouldn't even talk about Schumer.
Jeffries was asked several times by different reporters, do you have confidence in Chuck Schumer as minority leader on the Senate side? And he wouldn't answer. He kept saying, next question, next question.
In a speech at the Justice Department, President Trump yesterday said those who prosecuted him should be in jail. Outside the building, Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin said this was a first.
No other president in American history has stood at the Department of Justice to proclaim an agenda of criminal prosecution and retaliation against his political foes.
Louisiana's first execution using nitrogen gas could take place this Tuesday. A federal appeals court has overturned a lower judge's ruling blocking the execution. Jesse Hoffman Jr. was convicted of the 1996 murder of Mary Elliott in New Orleans. His execution would be the first in Louisiana in 15 years. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Join Dr. Tracy Kreider at Family Natural Foods on Tuesday, April 8th at 5:15 p.m. as she discusses how Vital Planet Natural Digestive Care formulas can improve your digestive system. Try Intense Care Brain and Mood Probiotic for gut immunity and Immune Biome Probiotic for your overall health. Mark your calendar for April 8th, 5:15 p.m. at Family Natural Foods with Dr. Tracy Kreider, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, familynaturalfoods.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can always find us here. We're happy to have you join us, and we're happy to be able to share with you the ability to gain and regain our health, prevent disease, reverse disease, and even cure disease. Now, that's not often thought about in terms of health and nutrition. How can we cure something? Well, many of the conditions that we have that are called diseases are only metabolic disorders. If we do not eat the food that supplies us with all the nutrients we need, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the accessory food factors, the polyphenols, all the nutrients, there are consequences. And if we go without zinc or selenium It weakens our immune system. If we don't have enough nutrients to supply to the joints, we may have joint disorders, and then we have pain and deterioration of the joints. Those are called diseases, and then they can only be treated by drugs, and that is an FDA regulation. You cannot cure anything. You cannot make better with health and nutrition. Crazy. When 98% of all diseases are caused by our lifestyle choices, our choices, all we have to do is make better choices to make a better metabolic chemistry of the body. So we can reverse with health and nutrition better than with drugs. Now, there are some occasions when drugs really make a difference. I'm not against drugs, but I'm way more in favor of having you know you can change your life, your health, for the better, positively for the better, by selecting a better diet, a diet that avoids sugar, carbohydrates, especially refined carbohydrates, and grains in general, and seed oils. We can improve our health dramatically. Now, if we improve our health dramatically, we will see in time those conditions that we thought we had to have a drug for. We don't need the drug. Now, I'm not telling you to go off drugs. That's strictly between you and your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm only a messenger. We do the research to find out the subjects that we think you should hear about, to know about, and that you can implement them in your daily regimen. We're here for you. We want you to make better choices. I'm nagging you. I'm bugging you. Begging you to make better choices. Because I know you can have, a 1,000 times better health than you have today. I know you can make changes that will dramatically improve your health. You'll feel better. You'll have more energy, be less fatigued, less exhaustion, improve your mental faculties, and you can actually stop depression, anxiety, mental dysfunction, bipolar, depression, any form of mental disease. You can change by changing your diet. And the American diet is a pro-inflammatory diet. That means it makes inflammation in your body. And you know we don't want inflammation. People take drugs and supplements to reduce the inflammation. But we just turn around and eat a diet that is pro-inflammatory, that makes the inflammation. And then we take drugs for it. It's crazy. Change your diet to an anti-inflammatory diet. A diet with no sugar, very low carbohydrates. A diet that is high in protein, high in very high quality healthy fats, like olive oil, avocado oil, macadamia nut oil, pecan oil. These are all really good omega-9 fatty acid oils that are anti-inflammatory. Olive oil is really one of the most anti-inflammatory oils you can take daily. Not just sprinkle it on your food, but take 3-4 tablespoons a day of olive oil, high in polyphenols. This stops inflammation. So it's up to you to decide to make the choices. I can't make your choices. I can tell you what you can do to make choices. And that's what I just said. Stop the garbage. Stop the fast food restaurants. Stop the sugar, carbohydrates, seed oils. And you can have better health throughout your entire body. Your body will improve. I guarantee it. If you do the right thing, the right diet, get more exercise, walk, move, do something, get a better night's sleep, all that will wrap into you having a better, healthy body. And you can go without drugs, but check with your physician before you do that. Your doctor is on your side in most cases. Sometimes they're overworked because people are in there asking for, everything you see on TV you want. Oh, I want that drug. Oh, I want that drug. I want Wegovy. I want Ozempic. Oh, I want to lose weight. You don't have to use a drug to lose weight. You can lose weight with the improvement of your choices. Go on the ketogenic diet. You will lose weight in proportion to your body chemistry and to proportion to your body size. You'll feel your mind will change. You won't be forgetting things. You'll be able to concentrate. You'll be able to focus. You'll be able to think better. You won't have that, what was I going to say? What was that word? Oh, I forgot. What's your name? Oh, my gosh. I don't remember that. Why am I in the kitchen? I came in here for something, and what did I come in here for? You can improve all of that, and you can have better health overall. And today we're going to start with a lineup of topics that's going to help you even further. We're going to talk about how to cure UTIs, urinary tract infection. And then what is the warning sign, the early warning sign of liver damage? And is it really dementia? And here is the silent epidemic. Antibiotic resistance. Antibiotics don't work anymore. They don't do the job they were intended to do. Because we get antibiotics in our food. We get too many antibiotics. And then we'll talk about pomegranate, a very healthy fruit. We'll talk about how to increase, and while there is an increase, I should say, in chronic fatigue, now known as chronic fatigue syndrome. How can we get better energy levels, more vitality? And now there's new research on aronia berries. I love aronia berries. I have a half a cup every morning. I share that sometimes with wild bilberries, not blueberries, bilberries. Wonderful for your eyes. Wonderful for your health. Berries are at the top of my list. When we talk about fruits and vegetables, berries are on the top of my list. I should sometimes tell you the foods I will not go without. Terry's 10 top superfoods. The ones that I selected, my opinion, after researching foods and diet and you know, I want to live another 20 years. I enjoy life so much, I'm not going out of this world without a fight. They're going to have to nail down the coffin because I'm not going anywhere. I want to live and live with passion. So I'm looking as, like you, maybe you don't want to live longer because the way you feel so crappy. Why do I want to live another 5 years or 10 years? Hey, when you do the right things and you feel as good as you can, you want to stay here. You've got kids to watch over. You've got grandkids to watch over. You can tour. You can travel. You can do things. Don't check out when you retire. I've worked with people for many years in another life, and they retired, and 6 months later, they died because they had nothing to live for. When they went to work every day, they had something to live for. They had something of interest to them. When they retired, they had nothing. Now, if you retire, that's great. But then find something to live for. Find something to have a passion for. Find something that will take up your time and give you the passion and interest of living longer. So let's talk about our future topic, I would say, how to cure UTIs. Urinary tract infections. It's the most commonly form of bacterial infection caused by E. coli. Both men and women, but generally most women will experience at least one bacterial infection in their lifetime, and some many times in their lifetime. And the conventional treatment for this condition is antibiotics. UTIs can be especially dangerous for older adults. And antibiotics prophylactics. No symptoms, but take an antibiotic anyway to prevent infections. This is not recommended. Why? Because we overuse antibiotics, and that leads to antibiotic resistance. Our bodies, the bugs, learn how to survive the antibiotics. They're a living substance. They want to survive. They want to live. They want to thrive and grow. So they build up a resistance to any antibiotic that is recommended to be taken orally. So now, how can you prevent? And what is the prevention of UTIs, and what does it involve? So we have to stop bacteria from forming in the urinary tract. So we have to keep the urine and the urinary tract acidic. Acidic, that means a low pH. The pH scale is from 0 to 14. 0 to 7 is acid. From 7 to 14 is alkaline. So we want to make sure that our urinary tract is acidic, low pH. So the ideal nutrients, cranberry. Cranberry is acidic. And there are compounds in cranberry that can overpower the bacteria. Also, D-mannose. D like David. Dash M-A-N-N-O-S-E. D-mannose. We'll talk more about that shortly. And vitamin C. Vitamin C is acidic. It makes your urinary tract acid. Cranberry, as I already mentioned, is directly antibacterial. The mechanism of action for key constituents to make sure that you have an acid urinary tract that can kill off all the bacteria. Antibacterial effects. There's a very special acid in cranberry called quinic and other organic acids. Also polyphenols that we have talked about often during many of our foods. There's 8,000 polyphenols in our foods today, which are good. We need those kinds. Fast foods don't have polyphenols. They're found in like fruits, vegetables, oils, good healthy oils like olive oil. Olive oil is omega-9 fatty acid. But omega-9 fatty acid is also found in avocado oil, macadamia nut oil, pecan oil. Those are all omega-9 fatty acids. But they do not contain polyphenols like olive oil does. Olive oil is very, very special. And polyphenols block bacteria from adhering to the walls of the bladder. So we need polyphenols. So use more olive oil in your diet. And I don't mean just sprinkle it on your salad. I mean drink it. Take 2, 3, 4 tablespoons a day of olive oil. I start my morning off with 1/4 cup of olive oil. Drink it. And make sure you get a little bit of a peppery taste, a little bit of a after you've taken your olive oil. That means it's very high in polyphenols. You don't want a buttery, rich olive oil. You want one that has a little bit of a peppery taste. And those peppery taste is the result of high concentration of polyphenols. It's not found in avocado oil. They are not found in pecan oil. They're not found in other types of oil that are omega-9 fatty acids, like macadamia nut. And these polyphenols are very powerful for blocking, actually directly blocking the bacteria from thriving. Now, patients with neurologic or neurogenic, I should say, a bladder, due to brain, spinal cord, or nerve problems, 60% decrease in UTIs, urinary tract infections. Women with acute UTI treated with standard antibiotic or cranberry, actually cranberry worked better than antibiotics. Twice as many participants reported feeling very well versus the drug group after 7 days of treatment. 7 days. You can have better results with a natural approach on UTIs than with drug therapy, antibiotics. The evidence shows it. The evidence shows that supplementation with cranberries reduces the overall risk of UTIs by 30% in both men and women. Now, D-mannose. What is D-mannose? It's a very simple sugar, carbohydrate, monosaccharide, meaning one, combination of many, a simple carbohydrate. Now, D-mannose prevents bacteria, the bacteria you do not want in your urinary tract. It prevents it from adhering to the bladder walls. Now, the mechanism of action prevents bacteria from sticking to the bladder walls. Bacteria is washed out by the flow of urine. But if they're stuck to the walls of the bladder or the walls of the urinary tract, they cannot be washed out. They bury themselves in. Studies show that versus placebo result in double the reduction of bacteria in the urine and 4 times the reduction of bacteria in the bladder, all by D-mannose. It's a simple, simple sugar. But it's not the kind of sugar you eat in a sugar bowl. Plants have sugar in the plants. They're called polysaccharides. Or monosaccharides. D-mannose is a monosaccharide. In women who had experienced a previous UTI, 4.5% of the women had a recurrence within 6 months while being treated prophylactically with D-mannose versus 33% of women who received no treatment, better off with D-mannose than drugs. Now, vitamin C. These are the three nutrients that, when used together, give outstanding benefits for killing off the bacteria in the urinary tract and bladder. How does vitamin C work? It affects the urinary tract pH, Remember I said the pH is from 0 or 1 to 14? Up to 7 is acid. 1 to 7 is acidic. Everything is acid, which is good. When it's from 7 to 14, it's alkaline. You don't want an alkaline urinary tract. 12% of pregnant women receiving supplemental vitamin C, about 100 milligrams daily, you don't need a boatload. 100 milligrams daily is all you need, and used for 3 months, experienced a UTI versus 29% of the untreated group. And the relative risk reduction of over 50%, 50% risk reduction of having UTI. The administration of vitamin C to patients with alkaline urine, that means a high pH, resulted in a decrease to more of the acidic urine, a low pH, under 7. Some authors and scientists feel this effect is better described as preventing alkalization rather than inducing acidification. You don't want to be too alkaline. You want to be on the acidic side. So vitamin C is acid. Vitamin C's antibiotic activity is effectively seen if the bacteria are resistant to antibiotics. So here is the combination I would take. 500 milligrams each cranberry powder, very special powder that acidifies the urinary tract, D-mannose, and vitamin C. So 500 milligrams of these three nutrients can take care of urinary tract infection. Now, we are experiencing a lot of liver damage. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In children as well. As much as 18 to 20% of children have liver disease. And they don't know it. You don't know it. The doctor doesn't know it. Until it gets so bad that it can be very, very damaging to the body. So let's talk about some early warning signs that you might want to think about. To know that there may be something wrong with your liver. Symptoms of liver disease may not even appear until there is significant liver damage. And some of this damage comes from our diet. A lot of sugar causes the liver to convert to fat. So you can have a lot of fat in your liver caused by sugar, not by alcohol. So it's non-alcoholic. Non, meaning not alcohol. So what is causing liver damage? Sugar, carbohydrates. So healthy liver cells, healthy liver tissue is replaced by fat. And the more fat, because fat has no value. The fat in the liver has no value for the liver to work effectively. So if you notice any of these symptoms, talk to your doctor. Yellowing of your skin or eyes, commonly known as jaundice. The bilirubin is a yellow pigment from red blood cells that is normally filtered out by the liver. And now the liver isn't working very well because now the liver is only about 25% effective because you got so many fat cells in the liver that replace all the healthy tissue in the liver. Now, if you have yellow skin and yellow eyes, the white has turned yellow, is a sign that the liver is not keeping up and can indicate liver issues and maybe liver disease. Now, if you have a very dark urine, your urine should be very, very light. Maybe a little yellow, but not dark. It can get as dark as coffee. Even when you are hydrated, it can turn dark. A buildup of bilirubin can turn urine dark, orange, or brown. If you are drinking a normal amount of fluids and still notice dark urine, it could be a sign of liver disease. Now, I'm going to pause right here because we're going into a break, but I'll come back with the third symptom you should know about. Come back right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll be here to the top of the hour and bringing you more healthy news that you can use to improve the quality of your life. Wouldn't you want to be filled with energy, vitality, have a great mood every day, be happy every day, be less depressed, less anxious? Even if the world is going crazy, we can be happy. But we have to choose the diet, the lifestyle, the way we live, to make sure that we have all those qualities of life. Now, we're talking about how to have a healthy liver. And when there is something wrong with your liver, how would you know? Well, we did mention that your skin and eyes will turn yellow, called jaundice. The bilirubin in the blood is yellow, the yellow pigment from red blood cells that is normally filtered out by the liver. But now the liver can't do that. So it sends all the yellow pigment to the skin and eyes as a sign that the liver is not keeping up and can indicate liver disorders, liver issues, and maybe liver disease. And then dark urine. Even when you are hydrated, you're drinking plenty of liquids, lots of water. I've seen reports that we should have 1 ounce of water for every pound of body weight. I weigh 150 pounds. Do I get 150 ounces? I try to. I'm working on it. That's what we all can do, is work on it. Every day is a work in progress on our health. You don't get all the nutrients in a few weeks, you're going to see changes that you don't like. Make sure you keep working every day on your health. It goes by too fast. Now, I mentioned dark urine, yellowing of the skin and eyes, and bruising and bleeding easily. The liver is responsible for making proteins that are required for blood clotting. Bruising easily can be a sign of suboptimal liver function, and also a sign of problems with blood vessels, a vitamin K deficiency, or other issues. If you see any of these three, talk to your doctor. Talk to a healthcare practitioner that can help you understand what's going on with your liver. Don't wait. And drugs can be responsible too. The number one cause of liver failure is due to the drug Tylenol, acetaminophen. Such a common drug. You can buy it over the counter in any quantity that you want. Nobody will tell you you bought too much. You shouldn't be taking that drug that often. You shouldn't be taking that drug at all, because there are better natural pain relieving, inflammatory relieving with natural products like curcumin, like boswellia. So we can have a better choice for our health. Now, there's good news for your liver. because your liver is the only organ in the body. This is amazing. The liver is the only organ in the body that can regenerate even after up to 90% of it has been removed. Oh, wow. What a miracle. You can destroy the liver up to 90%. And it can grow, regrow. If you take all away the negatives, it'll regrow back to the same shape and size in a few months. So even if it's 90% shot, 90% damaged, it can regenerate. But that needs you to take care of yourself. So with care, it is often possible to reverse liver damage and restore liver function. Required dietary changes must take place. You've got to, you're responsible. Or you can let that liver go to 100% damage, and then you're on a liver transplant list. Now, what do you do to change that liver back to its original shape and size? What do you do? What do you have to do to regenerate your liver? Cut sugar intake. Well, I shouldn't say cut. Don't even eat one drop of sugar. You don't need it. Sugar is only calories, no nutritional value. It partakes a great sweet taste. So no sugar. I would say this, I would even say this for otherwise healthy adults. No sugar. You don't need it. It doesn't do anything for you. And it does everything against you. In fact, high intake of sugar has been associated with an almost 50% increase in the risk of liver damage. One common little, I don't even want to call sugar a food. Let's say it's a negative ingredient that has more damage on your health than any other substance in your food. For a healthy liver, one of the most powerful herbs I know for reversing liver damage is the herb called andrographis. Andrographis, A-N-D-R-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-S, andrographis. But also OPCs from French grapeseed extract and milk thistle. You might have seen milk thistle growing in your garden or growing in your backyard. It's a thistle with a very beautiful purple top. So if you take 200 milligrams of andrographis, 100 milligrams of OPCs from French grapeseed extract, and 100 milligrams of milk thistle, and do this twice daily. Here's some research. Andrographis, I love that herb. It's one of my most favorite herbs for everything. You knock out a cold and flu 50% in 2 days, 100% within 4 days. Actually, can cure what is called chemo brain. When you're taking chemotherapy, it damages your brain cells and your liver cells. Andrographis stops the damage in your brain and your liver. It's one of the most regenerative herbs I know. It regenerates your entire body. Even arthritis, joint pain, it's amazing what it does. And it's the most powerful herb researched at the City of Hope Hospital Cancer Research Center for Alternative Medicine. It was the most powerful anti-cancer herb ever tested there. And it reduces fat deposits in the liver, which we want to avoid. The more fat you have in your liver, the less the liver works optimally. And it reduces by 33%. 33%. And in patients with fatty liver, grapeseed extract reduced liver enzymes by 46% and liver enlargement by 10%. These are scientific studies. These are not my numbers that I made up. I share the news. And I want to share the good news to let you know that you can make good choices and you can have better health without relying on drugs. And in human clinical trials of patients with liver disease, treatment with milk thistle, that old thistle in your backyard, reduced elevated liver enzymes by up to 30%. And in some cases, returning liver enzymes to normal values. Now, there have been cases on record, not very often, but there are cases on record where someone ate the wrong mushroom. They did not have the knowledge to be picking their own mushrooms, and they did. And they got a mushroom, poisonous mushroom, that damages the liver to such an extent that most times they will die. But if they can give them milk thistle in time, it prevents the complete damage of the liver. So you have andrographis, grapeseed extract, and milk thistle, three of the most powerful liver rejuvenating combination available. Powerful for regenerating, rejuvenating your liver. And your liver has somewhere between 300 and 600 functions in the body. It's the workhorse of your body. Keep it healthy, and you'll be much, much more healthy. Now, is it really dementia? Is that really the problem? Or is it something else? Every year, there are more than 10 million new cases of dementia diagnosed globally. Experts estimate as much as 13% of cases, over 1 million people, have been misdiagnosed, and their mental symptoms are due to some other treatable cause, such as liver disease, urinary tract infections, and dehydration. So let's look at the first cause, liver disease. When the liver is not properly filtering out waste and toxins, and that's what the liver does, detoxifies the body, cleans the blood, gets rid of all the waste, toxic waste, actually filters out all the waste and toxins from the blood, and it can cause mental symptoms, including confusion. If you don't filter it out, you have confusion. Urinary tract infections, which we just talked about in the earlier part of the program. In older adults, a urinary tract infection can cause mental changes without the fever and the burning on urination that are common symptoms in younger people. And dehydration. Dehydration can be responsible for a lot of conditions in the body. Confusion in the brain. Dementia. This is the third mechanism in order in older adults. It's a thirst mechanism as well. I've mentioned three. This is the third one. But also the thirst mechanism, being extra dry. You constantly lick your lips. Your lips get dry and kind of burn. Dehydration. You have less urine. You don't have to go to the bathroom. Well, this thirst mechanism in older adults isn't as strong as you would find in younger adults. And dehydration can cause confusion, tiredness, fatigue, poor circulation, fogginess that can be mistaken for dementia. Try these if you feel that your mind is not as sharp as it should be. Take care of your liver disease. And we just talked about that as well, on how to have a better, healthy liver. And a urinary tract infection. We just talked about that. We just added dehydration to hydrate your body for a healthier body. And we also talked about antibiotic resistance in the subject on urinary tract infection. All it is to keep the urinary tract acidic, more acid, so it kills off the bacteria. The silent epidemic, antibiotic resistance. Antibiotic resistance is a growing problem. I think I saw worldwide over 1 million people die every year, due to antibiotic resistant infections. Infections that can't be cured by antibiotics. They build up an antibiotic resistant infection. It means that the bugs resist any kind of process or projections of the bacteria, antibiotics, I should say. So who uses the most antibiotics? It isn't people. 2/3 of all the antibiotics used in the U.S., every year are given to food animals, cows, pigs, chickens. Most of these animals aren't sick. They don't need them. They're not trying to cure something. But because they are raised industrially in closed cages, in very close confinement, where stress is high and disease spreads easily. Weakened immune systems. Antibiotics are given daily to animals to prevent disease outbreaks. Now these have turned into industrial farms and also into reservoirs of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. In the year 2022, Europe outlawed, I don't know what's happening in the United States, but at least Europe outlawed routine use of antibiotics in farm animals and cut their use of antibiotics in half. So what can you do? So buy meat and poultry raised without antibiotics. Ask questions. Make sure you buy the right kind of meat and poultry. Protect yourself from infection with essential oils. Yes, essential oils are very, very powerful for killing off bacteria, like cinnamon oil. When tested against drug-resistant bacteria, including E. coli, cinnamon oil had greater potency than 3 commonly prescribed antibiotics. And when combined with antibiotic, cinnamon oil increased the effectiveness by up to 8 times, in making the antibiotic 8 times more effective when combined with cinnamon oil. Thyme and oregano were found effective against 15 different strains of harmful bacteria, including E. coli, and 16 strains of yeast infection, including Candida albicans. In a test evaluating the antibacterial effects of 6 different plant essential oils against 25 different bacteria, the most effective were thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, the herb thyme, oregano oil, and clove oil. And I would suggest, here's a great combination to use daily to get rid of bacteria. Thyme, clove, cinnamon, oregano oil, about 75 milligrams of the combination daily. And you can use 1, 2, 3 servings per day. You know that we have over 700 billion, that's with a B, 700 billion bacteria in our mouth. And that bacteria in our mouth, if it gets into the bloodstream, can cause heart disease, heart attacks and strokes. It can get through a cavity. It can get through a receding gum line. There's ways of these bacteria filtering into the bloodstream, circulating throughout the body to the heart, causing heart disease. I make my own mouthwash, and I use a combination of these oils, oregano oil, clove, and thyme, with a carrier of olive oil. And I take maybe a half of a little dropper with a little rubber end out of it, about a half a dropper of this oil after I have brushed my teeth, and I swish the oil in my mouth while I'm showering. You get a very distinct tingling of these essential oils in your mouth. You can either spit it out in the shower or swallow it. I swallow it because you can't use up all these essential oils in your mouth. There's going to be a lot of value still after you swallow these. So they go down into the intestinal tract, kill more bacteria in the intestinal tract, and they go further throughout the system. They get into the bloodstream, and they carry all the compounds of these herbs, essential oils, throughout the body. This is like an antibiotic, very powerful antibiotic. Cinnamon, thyme, clove, and oregano oil. It's one of my favorites to use for antibacterial. How would you like to have more energy and less fatigue? And then now there is an increase in chronic fatigue syndrome. People are just wore out, tired, exhausted, and chronically fatigued. Now COVID, you think COVID is gone? COVID is not gone. We're seeing more cases of COVID now than in the last couple of years. COVID increases the risk of chronic fatigue. People that have gone through COVID, the infection is gone, but now they are chronically fatigued. They're tired. They're exhausted. Chronic fatigue syndrome. In fact, a new study that we ran across reports that 6 months after a COVID infection, patients were almost eight times more likely to be diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome versus other people who did not have a COVID infection. and a very famous doctor, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who specializes in chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. He says that there are many overlapping symptoms between long COVID, those symptoms and signs long after COVID is over, the infection is no longer present, but there are still signs and symptoms that linger on called long COVID. And these symptoms, the long COVID and chronic fatigue, both are examples of post-viral fatigue and suggest the same treatment. Good quality daily multivitamin and mineral nutritional factors and cofactors. And red ginseng to boost energy levels. Also, you can add ashwagandha, reducing stress, improving sleep quality, and also raising energy levels. Red ginseng and ashwagandha. Curcumin and the Ackermann tea, P-E-A, to address pain. Curcumin, I would also think I would want to add boswellia. The combination of curcumin and boswellia are very, very powerful pain-relieving combination of alternative medicine. And P addresses a lot of nerve pain. So you have many choices. That's what it's all about. Choosing the right things to make a difference in your life for a better life. Better quality, better results, better life. And I'm all the time. I can't believe how that time goes by so fast, but it sure does. So, leaving you today, asking you to say a prayer for this crazy world so that we get back to a sane type of living. And God bless you, my friends, for a better life, a better health, better results. And God bless this great country.
Join Dr. Tracy Kreider at Family Natural Foods on Tuesday, April 8th at 5:15 p.m. as she discusses how Vital Planet Natural Digestive Care formulas can improve your digestive system. Try Intense Care Brain and Mood Probiotic for gut immunity and Immune Biome Probiotic for your overall health. Mark your calendar for April 8th, 5:15 p.m. at Family Natural Foods with Dr. Tracy Kreider, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least five people have died in weather-related storms in Missouri, and the storms aren't letting up. As many as 100 million people are in their path. CBS News meteorologist Craig Allen is at the map.
So much dangerous and severe weather across the U.S. Saturday as well as Sunday as weather systems march across the entire country from west to east, from the Pacific to the Atlantic.
A SpaceX capsule with four astronauts on board is now headed to the space station. Their capsule will bring back two astronauts who've had an unexpectedly long nine-month stay. CBS's Mark Strassman says they're not complaining, though.
For all the talk of astronauts being stuck in space or abandoned in space, what they have said over and over is that they don't feel that way at all. For an astronaut, being in space is the sweet spot. This is what they have trained for and what they have dedicated so much of their professional lives to achieving.
We have to get Russia's leader to enter into negotiations.